Hello, my dears. I will describe here in detail how to configure Raspberry Pi together with OctoPi to operate the 3D printer over the network Wi-Fi. This is a very convenient solution, because normally when we want to print something, we have to manually put our model file, or more precisely, code G-code for the printer, onto the microSD card and put it into the printer. And with the solution shown here, this can be done fully over the web, via a web browser and a locally hosted website, with a few clicks. The method shown here also allows you to connect a webcam to view the printout, but I will skip connecting it and focus on the network printout itself. The method described here will work on various Raspberry and 3D printers, but I will do it using the example of Raspberry Pi 0W and printer Ender 3 Pro. What is OctoPi and OctoPrint? To begin with, it would be useful to define exactly what is what. Admittedly, the two names can often even occur interchangeably, but each actually means something slightly different. OctoPrint, current version is 1.4.0, is a web server interface for 3D printers. It allows you to control the printer via a web browser, send it G-code files via a form, etc. OctoPi, current version is 0.17.0, is a finished system image configured with OctoPrint for Raspberry Pi. Short table of contents of what I will describe here. Here I will describe how to prepare a microSD card with OctoPi for Raspberry, along with uploading our network configuration so the Raspberry will connect to it by itself. How to connect Raspberry to a 3D printer. How to get the IP address of our Raspberry if the normal way of connecting to it via does not work. How to configure OctoPrint to work with the printer, setting serial port. How to use OctoPi to print over the network. I won't describe here how to share our printer across the internet, as I simply didn't have the need to do so. Sharing on my home Wi-Fi was enough. It is possible, but you will have to do it on your own. What Raspberry to use? OctoPi is compatible with many versions of Raspberry Pi, but the final choice of Tiny depends on whether you only want to send .gcode print files over the network, or to watch the print progress via the webcam. If we want to use a camcorder, then we should definitely choose a more powerful microcomputer, Raspberry 3 or 4. Sending the camcorder image requires bandwidth, and with a weaker Tiny could negatively affect the print quality. If you only want to send G-code alone over the network and you don't need a webcam, then Raspberry Pi 0W should also work fine. In my case, it did. I chose Raspberry Pi 0W, and I will describe all the steps here on its example. But for other Raspberry, they will probably be very similar. First of all, printer Ender 3 Pro or similar. A full list of printers compatible with OctoPi is here. As you can see, very many printers are supported, so chances are good that ours will be too. Raspberry Pi 0W, this is for the version without camera. For the version with camera, a more powerful version will be needed. Raspberry. 5-volt power supply for Raspberry. Required current capacity depends on which Raspberry you use. I recommend checking this on the web. MicroSD card, minimum 8GB for Raspberry, but if you insist, you can even use the one that comes with the Ender 3 in the kit. Cable for power supply Raspberry, i.e. micro USB. First part of connecting Raspberry to the printer, i.e. micro USB, to USB female connector adapter, cable USB OTG. The second part of connecting Raspberry to the printer, i.e. the usual mini USB cable. Optional, adapter mini HDMI to HDMI. It is only useful if we want to connect a monitor/TV to Raspberry to view what is happening on it. This will not be necessary for us as we will complete the configuration first on the microSD card itself and then over the network. We are preparing a microSD card for the Raspberry OctoPi download from here. There is a warning on the page that OctoPi can run slowly on the Raspberry Pi 0W in combination with E.